still mad at Seth. He tripped me on picture day, and I got a big scratch on my face.
That was over a month ago. You're only hurting yourself by not forgiving him. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. Thanks for dropping by today. You know, it's easy to get mad at other people when they do something wrong to you, but Jesus commands you to forgive them, just like he forgave you. And when you don't do it, you're only hurting yourself by staying mad at them. Instead, you should let go of your hurt feelings and learn to forgive. It's just like the Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32. He said, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." And now our story, it's called Giving Up Water. Katie ran into the kitchen out of breath. She poured a glass of cold water and gulped it down. A few minutes later, her sister walked in. "Why didn't you wait for me?" Kennedy asked. Katie shrugged. "I saw you were walking home with Seth, so I decided to go for a run." Kennedy sighed. "Are you still mad at him for what he did last month?" "He tripped me on purpose and made me get a big scratch on my face on picture day," Katie exclaimed. "But he apologized," Kennedy reminded her. "He's having a birthday party at his house this weekend and told me to invite you." "I'm not going," Katie said firmly. "Not after what he did." Dad walked into the kitchen and poured himself a glass of water. "Not going where?" he asked. "To Seth's birthday," said Kennedy. Katie's still mad at him for tripping her over a month ago. Just then, a fly landed on the rim of Dad's glass. "Ooh," said Dad. He poured the rest of the water in the sink. "I'll teach that fly to try swimming in my water. I'm never drinking water again." Katie stared at her dad, puzzled. "Dad," she said, "it's just a little fly. And besides, you have to drink water. Your body can't survive without it." "So giving up water would hurt me more than the fly?" Dad asked. Katie nodded. "Well, it sounds to me like you're trying to hurt Seth for what he did to you, but you're just going to end up hurting yourself a lot more. I know that what he did was wrong, but he said he was sorry. And Jesus tells us to forgive others because he forgave us. He tells us to do that so we can show his love to others, but also because he knows that when we hold on to bitterness and anger, we hurt ourselves more than anyone else. You're trying to get back at Seth, but you're going to be the one sitting home by yourself while your sister and friends are having fun at his party." Katie sighed. "Okay, Dad," she said. "Maybe it's time I finally forgave him." And so how about you? Are you trying to get back at someone by refusing to forgive them? It's normal to feel angry when someone hurts you, and sometimes forgiveness takes some time. But don't hold on to feelings that hurt both you and others. If you trust in Jesus, remember he's forgiven you for all the wrong things you've done, and he wants you to forgive others too. Ask him to help you let go of your bitter, angry feelings and forgive. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 37.
"Don't judge others, and God will not judge you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven."
And our key thought, let go of bitterness and forgive. If you really want to impress your mom or dad, help them pick a new devotion book for your family. The one-year classic family devotions from Keys for Kids is fun because it's got puzzles and games, and your parents will like it because it's got great Bible teaching too. Ask one of them to go to keysforkids.org and then click on Shop. Look for the one-year classic family devotions book there. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.